Here we go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the knight!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello out there, and welcome to the Knights of Nerditude. I'm your host tonight, Sean. I'm here with...
Sam.
Yeah, good morning. John.
good morning, Vietnam!
Just sad, because you know what? That's only a week away that we get to find out what happened, which is good, because we got a couple things to talk about for that movie. As usual, you can find us on Podbean, you can find us on iTunes, Facebook.com/KnightsNerditude. You know, all that formality stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Let's get Grindr. Into our episode. Okay, Sam's on Grindr, apparently.
No, we're on Grindr.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Looking for a hot new podcast to hook up with.
MMM4M. Or F, I guess. But, you know.
We don't pick.
It's Grindr.
It's Grindr.
Anyways, so let's hop into the news really quick. So, like I said, 1 week away, Endgame comes out. Something happened this week that kind of pissed the Russos off. About 4 minutes of this movie leaked online, and it wasn't the intro of this movie. It was kind of like towards the end of the movie, which had a ton of spoilers in it, apparently. I have not seen this. I refuse to. 2 hours of a movie for me. But I do know somebody who did watch it. But
did they give it away?
No. Everybody at work will kill this guy if he spoiled it for us. But like, he read the synopsis for Infinity War before it even came out as well. Like, he's okay with spoilers before seeing a movie.
Yeah. Well, that's. I mean, hey, why you know, spoil the fuck out of it, dude? Go for it.
Yeah. No. Like that. Yeah. Go ahead. If it's out there, watch it if that's your thing. And that's why I'm kind of letting you guys know if you guys are interested in spoilers. I mean, it's on YouTube. You can find it. But he said watching this, he had some doubts on where Endgame was going to go. And he said what he watched, he is so incredibly excited for.
The Endgame of the Endgame?
Yeah, I guess. But like, there are tons of, like I said, tons of spoilers in this thing.
Star Wars Celebration. There was like a trailer / sizzle reel / like here's a random 5 minutes of The Mandalorian, which they did not release, but people obviously were dicks and recorded it on their phones.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of expected at this point where technology is today. Everybody's going to record it on their phone.
Yeah, so I mean, you can see some
desperate.
Yeah, like if it was better quality, maybe, but like. I'm not that desperate.
I'm sure we'll get a pretty cool trailer, like not really soon, but you know, soon enough.
In like a month or so, I would say.
It'd be cool if there was one in Endgame.
That would be really cool.
It'd be weird having a trailer for a show.
That's true.
Before a movie.
Valid point.
But like, I feel like that'd be money well spent, though, to some
extent. Oh, yeah, it would.
Like, yeah.
Like, I don't know how trailers before movies exactly work. But, like, I feel like if you're Disney, even if you have to pay, whatever, like, I mean, that's, like, the big thing for your new service, so why not?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So, staying with sort of Disney, so Dark Phoenix comes out in, what, about 2 months, roughly? Just over a month. This movie, they're expecting huge losses. They're ready for this to, like, the report is they're ready for this movie to take in Alita, Battle Angel, like, do that well.
What's it up against in June?
I don't know, but, so, I had to look it up. So, Alita, this year, made $85 million domestic movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be like a Justice League kind of situation.
Yeah,
probably.
Where it's just not going to...
They just spent way too much making it because... They just had to redo a bunch of it.
Yeah, and that's kind of disappointing. Because, I mean, this is... It looks like, obviously, this is probably the send-off movie for the X-Men for Fox.
Right, and, you know, it's... Well, yeah, they've actually... I mean, they've pretty much confirmed that.
Yeah.
That this is a culmination of all the Fox X-Men movies, and whatever they do next is going to just be, whether it's inside the MCU or however you want to put it, this is pretty much it. Although, they still might be making Deadpools.
Yeah, no, To be honest, it would be insane.
Deadpool is so easy to fold into the MCU just because of that character.
Yeah.
Right.
You can literally just have him, I'm here now, and it would work.
Sort of tangentially in the MCU, just as he was sort of tangentially in the, you know, X-Men universe.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, that's when I read that, I was like, wow, like they're expecting bad, like this.
And I heard that New Mutants got pushed back again.
Yeah, who knows if it? I think
they're saying it might just be like a Hulu movie.
Yeah, it just might just never come out, which is disappointing because we were all excited for it.
It was an interesting idea, but like I'm losing less and less confidence in it.
Oh yeah, me too.
Oh, I mean,
like, by the hour.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen
something like that.
So, you know, hopefully we get these two, and then, you know, we'll shut the door, try something new. Yeah. And honestly, it could use a reboot, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of just been, like, milling about.
It's been almost 20 years since the first X-Men came out.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I think First Class is, like, a decent movie, but, like, everything else that's followed is pretty much just...
Well, Days of Future Past, which came after First Class.
I really, really like Days of Future Past.
I think that is by far one of the best. And obviously, Logan...
Right.
But, like, Apocalypse was very under, like, par. Like, it wasn't good. Like, what it was supposed to be and what it became, like what it was.
Yeah.
It's just, no.
I guess, like, just don't have Jean Grey in your movie.
Yeah.
Does not work.
Unless it's X2, which, honestly, if we go back and watch X2, I bet it's, like, not that good.
No, I bet that opening scene.
They're striking.
It's just it's Wolverine's past.
Yeah, and they go to Alaska, and you know,
which is like every movie.
Yeah, I know. Well, after that one, yes, they were hoping heavily on Wolverine for the rest.
Wolverine's past. What's Wolverine Origins about?
His past.
His past.
Does Wolverine ride a motorcycle in Logan?
No.
Oh, that's disappointing.
No, it's not, because that scene with the motorcycle in Origins was atrocious. It was the second worst scene. No. If you remember anything from that movie, that motorcycle scene is the second worst scene in that movie, because the number one worst moment in that movie is when they gave him CGI claws when he first like notices them, and they're so badly CGI'd, and like he's even like sparking them together, and it just looks awkward.
Do you know who has a writing credit on that movie?
Who?
David Benioff, Game of Thrones co-creator.
Oh.
Fun fact.
Interesting. This is bad.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was.
It seemed like they nailed the tone, but the story wasn't that great.
The story's bad. But
it
like,
was a half hour too long. It should have been like the original, where that story should have been. If it was a half hour, it would have worked.
Yeah.
That's tough to do, though. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't try to do that, but like that's not the easiest thing.
No, and it's disappointing because Jordan Peele seemed to, like, that was his thing. Like, he probably could have easily stepped into that role, like, looking back at it.
Right.
But I think it was too much for him, maybe.
I mean, I think he's got a lot going on. I think this is something they probably wanted to do, and, like, he was the guy they went to kind of spearhead it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Clearly going on, so...
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. I don't put it, I guess, entirely on him. Because, I mean, who the hell knows?
Right.
And I feel like there's a lot of, like, writers for, like, each episode, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you're also trying... Like, it seems like a lot of them are rehashed titles.
Different.
Because, like, the four episodes that we got right now, we got The Comedian, Nightmare at 30,000 Feet, Replay, and A Traveler. So all of those kind of seem like...
They all sound vaguely Twilight Zone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, like, these are... episodes we've seen before, and
especially the Nightmare.
The Nightmare one. Even like the Traveler almost sounds like vaguely familiar.
Is it the Traveler, the one where the lady's going across
the
country?
The hitchhiker? Yeah.
I feel like that's
a good one.
Yeah, that like, and that's the problem. Like, there's so many good Twilight Zones. Like, you're not trying to match the best Twilight Zone could be. You're just trying to get there. And I'd be surprised if this got a second season, honestly.
Well,
episode, like rated episode fan wise, beats out the best rated Twilight Zone episode right now, fan wise.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if IMDb is accurate.
I do trust IMDb more than like Rotten Tomatoes. I feel like Rotten Tomatoes, because IMDb, you actually have to kind of write a review of those. It's awful. But I feel like it's a lot easier to troll on Rotten Tomatoes than it is IMDb.
Right. There's no trolls on IMDb.
No, of course not.
No.
You know, fourth greatest movie all time, Batman The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight Rises is up there, too.
Right, yeah, sorry, the eighth most popular movie, Dark Knight Rises. Right there with Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
Okay, so, sorry, I didn't have a transition. Oh, what okay. else in the news?
All right,
do
so.
Do you have any more news?
That's it for the news.
Well, I got a bit of news.
Whoa, Sam news.
It's just a little bit of news, but apparently Tessa Thompson, it's a spoiler for Endgame, kind of, but she let slip that
And it'll be final season two? Like,
I don't think they've gone that far. Would I be super surprised? No.
Yeah.
But like, God, that's just an incredible amount of money they spent for that show for three seasons and really got like...
The first season was so good.
It was. It was solid.
And then it just kind of crumbled.
Yeah.
Well, wow. What do you do after the robots rebel?
I don't know.
Yeah, you kind of just...
I didn't write it.
You kind of wrote yourself into a corner there where it's like...
Well, but Jonathan Nolan's not a bad, you know, like a, you know, like he's a good story writer.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He wrote The Dark Knight Rises, so... And that's the eighth best movie on IMDb.
True that. So yeah, no, I'm... please, give him full control over Thor. He's a guy. I mean, I've watched two movies that he's done, and I've enjoyed both of them now.
Have you watched the FX show?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to. I don't know how that like how reviews are for it.
I think definitely, at the very least, it sounds mixed.
Okay.
But I haven't exactly dived into it. Because, like, you know, there's a lot of shows.
There are a lot of shows.
Especially this time of year, man. Like, Jesus. Sunday night is
Sunday's tough.
Let me tell you, I've got an idea here.
Okay.
Because I did that this week just because, you know, I was working a lot of hours with a busy season for my taxes and everything. And let me tell you, so on Sundays... I watch the three big HBO shows now: Game of Thrones, Barry, and Veep. All fantastic, by the way. If you don't watch, I don't know if you've heard of this Game of Thrones show. Anyway, just because, like, you know, I'm kind of tired, worn out, just like a little like mentally, watched one a night, and I think I got a lot more out of it that way as opposed to watching three in one night.
I mean, that's what, 3 hours.
Yeah, you gotta let
them... Yeah, like 2 hours. It's a lot of...
Barry a half hour?
Yeah.
Okay, Barry and Veep are both half hours.
So, okay. But yeah, even 2 hours to be, like, locked in and actually getting it. Like, I'll find by the time you get to that second comedy, you're just kind of, like, worn out.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not exactly Cheers. Like, it's not like you can just, like, shut off your brain at, like, a lot of these. Like, Veep is, like, very fast-paced, and there's, like... I wouldn't call Barry a dense plot, but, like... There's stuff going on, you know?
Right.
So, anyway, I guess if anybody else is in the same position, I'd recommend, because I'm going to try to do this again this week, is just split them up one a night and watch it that way. Yeah, probably do Thrones first, because the spoilers are going to be fucking everywhere by Monday morning.
but like, I like to let stuff, like, sink in and stuff. Right. Like, I need that sort of space to be like, all right, what did I just watch?
Yeah.
I also watch Billions, too, which is on Showtime, but they do this thing this year that they've essentially, they release it, so it's obviously, it's a Sunday night show, and it actually goes, I think, directly up against Thrones now, which is not great for them, but they release it at, like, 12:01 Saturday morning on their, like, app, so you can watch it anytime Sunday.
That's cool.
Hmm. So I get a nice little 2 p.m. Billions showing, go about the rest of my day, hunker down for the night. Kicking some Thrones.
All right. That's not bad. All right. Well, before we get to that little show called Game of Thrones, really quickly, I wanted to touch upon a movie that I watched this past weekend. Kind of pitch it to you guys, see if what you guys feel about it. It's called The Silence on Netflix. It stars Stanley Tucci, which is, you know, we all know him. Great actor from The Hunger Games and Beethoven.
I mean, he's been in good movies.
I know.
Like, but, he was in Spotlight. Yeah. He was actually pretty good in that. Captain America, First Avenger.
Yeah, that's right. He was in that movie, yeah.
He was, what, Erskine?
Yeah.
Was that the German scientist's name? But, yeah.
Yeah, he was the German scientist.
The good one.
Nice.
Toby Erskine. Jones.
Yeah.
The bad
Abraham
one.
Erskine. So it stars Stanley Tucci, obviously. I'm going to butcher her name, but Kiernan Shirpka, the girl who plays Sabrina the Teenage Witch on the new show on Netflix. That is huge, and I'm surprised none of us, well, Sam or I, have watched it, because, you know, it's a Riverdale spinoff.
Dude, I've been out at Riverdale.
So have I. That's the sad thing. Like, I got to watch the new season. I don't know.
Like, I'm a recovering addict, and I don't want to go back in.
But yeah, so Stanley Tucci plays the dad. It's a dad, his daughter, his daughter who's deaf, son, a youngest son, and then mom and her mom, or the kid's grandma. It's them surviving after, like, a cave was broken into and all these bat creatures came out. And just from that, so it's them surviving, and just by that, like, kind of plot synopsis, it screams A Quiet Place.
So I have read a title to an article about this.
Yeah.
Where I just, like, skimmed past it, but they just said it's a ripoff of Quiet Space. Quiet Place. But the two actors almost save it.
So here's the thing. It's hard to be a ripoff of A Quiet Place when it came out before A Quiet Place. So this is based on a novel that came out like 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. I guess that bails it out.
So, yeah. No,
But it's funny, though, because Netflix already ripped off The Quiet Place by making Bird Box.
Right. Which I feel like Bird Box is more of a happening ripoff than it is A Quiet Place, because they don't have to be quiet. They just can't look.
Right.
This one, they literally have to be quiet. And the daughter is deaf. Like, both those similarities are in A Quiet Place.
Yeah, I guess whenever you have a movie where some guy can be, like, really high on coke and, like, just be pitching a movie that's, like, X but Y.
Yeah.
Like, A Quiet Place, but they're blind.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, so... So you got these creatures, and my first flaw is the CGI is pretty bad.
Yeah. So are these, like, alien creatures, or is this a
They
work
look
of
like...
God?
It's a pterodon, almost, like, creature. It's like a bat mixed
like
with
a,
like,
pterodactyl?
It's the one without the crest on the back of its head. I can't remember that. Begins with a D.
Duck doe.
Not a duck-billed sauropod or anything.
Right.
But, yeah, so... It looks like that, but with no eyes. Because they're, like, ancient creatures that survived down there and, like, adapted to the darkness over millions of years kind of thing. I kind of wished that at times they used practical effects, because the CGI they used was pretty terrible at times.
What? On a Netflix movie?
Right?
Wait, was it Birdemic bad? Or?
No, it wasn't Birdemic bad.
Okay.
Nothing is Birdemic bad. I feel like in this movie, like, the two leads, especially Stanley Tucci, he's so good that he almost felt out of place in this movie. Because, like, he was eerily calm a lot, but right. I understand, like, that's the character, but, like, Stanley Tucci acting in a movie like this, I'm like, this doesn't seem right for him. Like,
did it feel like a waste of a performance?
I feel like
this is good, but, like, everything else in this movie is bad.
I feel like all the reviews that have come out about this movie, instead of sitting down and going, okay, let's watch this as a movie, they've been, like, sitting down and go, oh, this is A Quiet Place, this is a bad movie, and then they'll just, like, walk away. And they're like, I watched it, but I was in the other room the whole time. Like, they don't give this movie a chance. because it's gotten horrible reviews. And I sat through it and I was like, I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. It kept me interested. It's only an hour and a half, which is amazing for a Netflix show. Right. And this is the one time I feel like anybody on the show has said this, but I kind of wish it was 15 minutes longer.
Whoa.
Like, cause like between like the climax of the movie and the end of the movie, it's kind of like kind of a huge time jump. And I'm like, I want to know a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Like I want to see a little bit more. Cause it just kind of like jumps to the end really quick with like it opens with a narration, ends with a narration. And like the narration in the beginning was a little odd, but the one at the end is like, I don't want this. I want you to finish the movie somehow. So yeah, I wanted a little bit longer. Like if it was an hour and 45 minutes, I think that would have been perfect for this movie. But yeah, it's just a simple monster movie thriller kind of thing. I mean, there's quote gore, but it's not like it's happening. It's like, oh, there's a dead person there, and they right. walk away.
No one's getting like cut up.
Right. I mean, it's like implied, but you don't really.
Sure.
Yeah. So
what's your score?
I gave it like a 6.3. It's like almost there where it's like a good movie.
Okay.
But like it wasn't bad. Like I would probably watch this again.
6.3 is not bad for a Netflix movie.
No, exactly. And like
it's Netflix. Hilarious that it's at that point, but yes. No, yeah, you're not
like,
wrong.
Netflix movies are usually 5.
Oh yeah, no, they're usually like terrible. I mean, last year alone we reviewed Mute and Hold the Dark. I mean,
hey, don't forget Apostle. I actually enjoyed Apostle.
No, but I'm saying like Mute and Hold the Dark were probably two of the worst Netflix movies we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Like they were bad. And like they had big names attached to them, and they just so I mean it was kind of like a refreshing movie. Like remember how bad the CGI was in Extinction?
Yeah, I mean it was like a notch above like Sci-Fi yeah, Channel.
That's pretty much what the special effects are in this movie.
Okay, well that's not bad if it's a 6.3.
No. But yeah, like if you're in, you want a, it's not really a monster movie, but like a thriller, that keeps you guessing. I mean, this is, I really, really enjoyed this movie.
Okay.
For a Netflix movie. So.
Well, you could check that out, or you could check out The Fugitive with Harrison Ford.
Oh, I just remembered seeing something and what? Go quickly back to news.
What? That it was Devlin McGregor and Lentz?
No, this is more for you, Sean.
Mm.
But apparently, Toho is like jumping in on this MonsterVerse.
Yes.
Like, wait, this is the Godzilla one?
Yeah, this
yeah.
Is Godzilla.
They're planning on making a bunch more movies in Hollywood, which I think bodes well for Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Yeah. No.
If they've seen like a you know. We're probably had like a rough cut by now.
I mean, it comes out end of May, so it's probably pretty much done.
Almost done.
So
it's just finishing up touches. So if they saw that and went, you know what, this is going to work, looking good.
And I trust Toho when it comes to their only moneymaker. So, I mean, if they had low hopes for this MonsterVerse, I mean, they wouldn't have jumped on board. So I mean,
yeah. So apparently they're all on board for the MonsterVerse.
Good.
They're planning on making more movies.
That's amazing.
They're making it with Legendary's making.
Yes.
It, but they're
producing.
I don't know what Toho. What is the involvement Toho has? Are they just giving them the license?
I think they lent out the license for it. So Toho can still make movies.
Yeah, I know.
But
that.
Legendary has the rights to make them now.
Like
I don't know if it's like a multi-picture deal. Or if it's like one of those, you have it for the next 10 years. Make as many as you want.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure if they're making money, no one's saying no. You know?
Right. And I mean, if Toho's happy, I mean, that's great for Godzilla.
This universe has been a slow boil. I mean, we have...
Yeah.
We're two movies in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Which...
Yeah, but I mean... I feel like this is one where it's like they just had two movies and are like, yeah, we'll make it in the same universe.
No. Kong Skull Island, the whole point of it was to set up the fourth movie.
Right.
So, like, it's been the plan from the beginning Well, not, I don't think it's from the very beginning, but after Godzilla came out, they were like, okay, we're going to do Skull Island next, then King of the Monsters to set up a bigger universe, and then the fourth movie is King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah, it kind of felt like they were just like, they released Godzilla, was like, we hope to make like a Monsterverse.
Yeah.
But let's see how it does. Did well. I went, okay, let's make Kong and see if everyone's okay with like a universe.
Yeah.
And then Kong did well, and that, and that, now they're like, this is almost like they're Avengers at this point. Although it's technically not a team up because we haven't seen Rodan or Ghidorah.
Yeah, I saw the 70s King Kong the other day.
Oh god.
You know what? No. Who's the main guy in it? Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges. I'm going to say Jeffrey Lebowski, which is technically not wrong, but Jeff Bridges, that dude like looks better like the older he gets. Because he looks so weird in that movie.
Yeah. Like, I remember, like, John was looking at a bunch of old pictures, and, like, Jeff Bridges was in one of them. And I was like, oh my god, like, that's so weird. I don't know, it was weird.
Yeah. Also, like, Charles Grodin is, like, the bad guy in that, and, like, makes it look like he's, like, 50, like, in the 70s, and it's, like, really weird. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So, any other news, movies you guys have seen?
I think...
Recommendations?
I can't really think of anything.
No? No? All right, let's hop into the Game of the Thrones.
That
I know.
Musical Chairs, the TV show.
Yes.
Who wants to
This week on There Be Dragons. Well, first off, incredibly, I think maybe the single most shocking thing about this series since The Red Wedding, maybe. And I think they're like, well, there's only going to be like two locations the whole season, so we can't kind of do
make
the
this
whole
fancy.
Thing. Overall, guys, I don't know. People are kind of shitting on it. I thought it was totally fine.
I mean, it
was kind of the everybody getting reintroduced to everyone else,
which is what the first episode showed.
Right. It's setting up the season to be.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think the first half of, or the last season, the previous season, like, it was a lot of getting everybody together.
Yeah.
And I think this was like, okay, everybody's together. How are they going to initially react to each other so we have a baseline when shit goes down?
Right.
Like, yeah, I mean, this is the first act to the season, and this is what first acts are for.
Right.
Yeah, like, the whole scene with, like, Danny and... Ser Jorah, like, talking to Sam, being like, yeah, so we burned your father alive. Yeah. He's like, well, great, my brother's still alive, right? And it's like, nope.
he was
fucking kindling, too. Yeah, that was kind of brutal. But, I don't know, I just like about this show, it's kind of almost, like, in the same way with the Avengers and the MCU, like, you've had so much, like, history with these characters now that, like, stuff coming back from, like, really, like, previous seasons, like, obviously you have the moment at the very end, but even, like, Sansa and Tyrion talking about, you know, it's like, oh shit, yeah, that's right, they were married, and Sansa just totally fucking left him in a total bind there, and, like, made him look guilty as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's incredible, and I think it'd be shitty if they didn't have, like, a nice, like, throat-clearing episode like
yeah,
this.
If I had any complaint about this episode, I kind of wanted to be a bit longer.
I kind of
want to see, like, people a little bit more of the, you know, interactions and stuff.
I could have done without, too, the never-ending story dragon
Can
riding.
We talk about that really quick? These episodes' production budgets rival that of, like, movies. Those dragons were horribly rendered. Like,
nah, kid.
Dude, Jon Snow, the scenes with Jon Snow on the back of the dragons was so bad.
I mean, I don't know how you make those, like, look like anything else, to be honest with you.
I mean, I think what the problem was that it was, like, not only a CGI creature, but on top of a white background kind of hurt it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you have him, like, on some kind of practical thing, it looks a little bit better, but...
It looked pretty bad. Like, I'm not gonna lie. But, and then, like... What was up with the dragon smiling as they kissed?
Well, the dragon likes to watch.
I guess I was like, oh, look at them. Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah. You know, and then there's some cool, like, hey, that's your aunt. And, yeah. You know.
Like, oh, yeah, by the way, you know who you are now, Jon Snow. Like,
I mean,
oh.
Bran continues to be really creepy.
Yeah.
Where he seems to be everywhere at once.
I just thought that ending was fucking incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's totally like that moment of... I mean, you've seen it in other shows where you're like, oh, now this guy's here. He's going to, oh, this is going to be so cool. Oh, wait, they fucking hate each other.
Yeah.
Or like, he did horrible things to that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And literally the first episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we haven't seen them interact since.
And there's almost, I mean, Jaime Lannister has, like, as a character arc, has pretty much been. I don't know if you want to say redeemed for making that choice in the first episode, but you definitely, like, empathize with him way more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just to be, like, shoved back into it being like, yeah, you remember when you pushed that kid out of a window because he saw you fucking your sister?
Yeah, that shit ain't over.
Yeah. That, I don't know if that's ever going to age well, bro.
Although Brand is no longer Brand. He's now the three-eyed
raven and totally fun.
Life of the party.
Yeah, it's so, you know, you have that. It's like there's also this sort of feeling of, well, we're not gonna trust Daenerys, and like, you know, it feels like Jon's like turning his back on, you know, being king of the north and all that and his family, and you realize, oh, it's not really his family.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, but you could actually be king. And it's like, and it's, I don't know, it's, in some ways, you thought it was going to be much more, okay, we'll take down the White Walkers, then we'll take down Cersei. And you kind of don't realize that in the, you know, alliance that's been forged here, there are so many weak points that are just ready to just be broken open.
Mm.
You know? Whether it's, like, Arya trying to, like, take scalps or, you know... it's just a lot of people who have been wronged by other people who they now have to trust, and it's incredible. It's really like getting back to basics with Game of Thrones.
Mm.
Like, I mean, those first couple seasons were like just some real like Machiavellian like shit. Like, it wasn't, you know, big Battle of the Bastards like action set pieces. Don't get me wrong, those have all been really fucking cool and great to watch. But I don't know. I also liked the show that was all about, like, backstabbing and, like, plotting and, like, you know, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer kind of thing, you know?
Mm. So.
And you had Arya there being thirsty.
Oh, for, yeah, the scene where they're like, oh.
For, what's his face?
Gendry?
Gendry, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like they have a history and, like, the Red Lady, like, fucked them over, and, like, she might pop up at some point and be really important. Like, you never know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that scene at the end with the white, with the obviously, we can't not have started Game of Thrones season and not burn a child alive.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Or
that
rather,
scene,
I guess, undead, but,
scene,
you know,
was creepy as hell.
Did you actually see the last scene? Because it was as
no,
like
I watched
a,
it. I watched
as
it.
As like a thriller sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it was awesome.
So like I didn't watch this episode. I just watched the highlights of this episode and people talking about what happened because I have no idea. And a bunch of people at work were like, oh man, that kid scene and then like the scream. I was like, this sounds cool. I got to watch this. So I went online and I watched the scene in question with the child and man, that was freaky. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, there's... So the kid's, like, pinned up to the wall, surrounded by the severed arms, which is the same shape as with the Children of the Woods or whatever. Like, the shape that they had when they
same
created...
Same as their symbol, and they've left, like, another thing like that, too.
Yeah, so, like,
this
that's...
This is the White Walkers you're talking about.
Yeah, so, like, it's a reoccurring, like, symbol, which there's a theory saying that it resembles... Was it the Targaryen... symbol. So maybe the Night King was a Targaryen.
This is like, it's funny just how this show is going right now. Because I was talking at work with somebody about this, and they were like about it. And I'm like, okay,
yeah. Like what? After I saw the scene in question, I went to like the comments because I was like, that symbol means something,
right?
Like this is just me knowing like. Watching sci-fi and fantasy movies and stuff, I'm like, that symbol means something. And
it's
like,
just an incredible visual, too.
Yes.
Like, that was just, like, so well done.
Yeah, and you didn't get the whole thing, but that kid was earlier
Ned,
in the episode.
Ned something or other.
He was Umber.
Umber, that's it.
Yeah,
originally betrayed, who like took the sides of the Boltons over Jon Snow, and then I guess he was like in the last episode of the previous season too.
Oh, okay.
But
he was in this episode. They sent him to get his people, and he did not come back.
Look at that.
It's just funny. Like, there was this weird part of the beginning of this episode where it's like, you know, it's like a 10-year-old child like just speaking amongst a court of men and like kings and queens, and then. And it's like Lady Mormont, who's also like, you know, like 9 years old, like talking. It's like, what the fuck is this show?
Well, like, I've heard people, I forget if it was Martin or just the show creators, but they were like, they really want to stress the fact that the war has taken a toll on the North.
Yeah.
That like all the nobility are basically dead and it's just their children now.
I mean, that's. Not exactly. I mean, that's like a thing that happened in like medieval times too. Like, I mean, you know.
Yeah, if everybody went off to go fight a war and they all died, like, yeah, it's going to be just children left.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like once I saw that scene, I had to like dive deeper and I watched the creation of the Night King like scene and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, this seems pretty cool.
It's actually a cool show. It's kind of cool. Watch it.
It's got some good mythology.
If you get rid of all the soap
John,
opera stuff.
You just seem to spend like a half hour like researching the show and not actually like taking an extra 20 minutes just to watch the episode.
I don't care.
I'm not even at this point. I don't even care. It's just very interesting.
I was saying if I wanted to invest myself in like a fantasy world like this, I'm just going to read the Silmarillion. Like, just going to dive into Tolkien because I've previously invested in that series. Like, I'd rather just do that.
Yeah, but like the Silmarillion, like it doesn't have as much like, you know, like the, you call it soap opera drama, but like
it's
melodrama.
Not pound for pound as interesting. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Like, there's a epicness and, you know, like, I'm not saying the Lord of the Rings sucks or anything like that. I love those movies, but like, you know, this is just kind of different too. Like, it's not, I wouldn't say soap opera, but it's like, you know, like Realpolitik. Like, it's, you know, X's
plotting
and shit.
Like, Lord of the Rings is a much more idealized fantasy world, whereas this one's much more gritty.
There's really no chaos as a ladder. It's just Isildur being a fucking dickhead.
Yeah. I don't know. But like, this being the last season, obviously, I'm trying to incorporate myself in the conversations as best as I can.
I know how it feels to have all of you guys talk about a show and not have watched it.
Yeah, but I don't plan on going back and rewatching it. And like, it's the final season. Like, that's the thing. Like, I know what happened. Like, I don't have to go back and rewatch everything. I mean, there's little things. Because, like, when they were going to that place...
Okay, yeah, can we test your knowledge?
No, it's going to be horrible.
Okay, how did Renly Baratheon die?
Does it matter?
Kinda.
Does it?
Yeah, like, fucking Stannis, like, fuck the Red Lady, and a shadow monster killing his brother.
All right.
It fucking matters. And you know who helped? Ser Davos. He was fucking scarred by it.
Yeah.
Still, I don't know what these names are.
Yikes.
I know Red Lady. She was the person who brought back Jon Snow.
Do we have the list, by the way?
Mm-mm. Chris does.
Fucking Chris, man. I don't think it changed, though. It would really just
be if someone
didn't appear, because no one really died.
I think everybody appeared.
Yeah. I don't know about Jaime Lannister, but I think this... Well, we'll see. I think we're 2 weeks away from the big battle, so this is going to set it up.
Which... I think this... Because not this week, but next week, the episode's like an hour and a half.
Right.
Like, it jumps up the third and... It's six episodes, right? So I think the third and the fourth, I think, are the longest ones. Maybe even the fifth one is the longest. And then it ends at like an hour. So I'm assuming a lot of stuff, important stuff, happens.
You watch the shows. I refuse to believe someone like spends this amount of time and doesn't watch the show.
Yeah. All right,
this is just a funny shtick.
Yeah. No, this is a many year long shtick of me being like, I have no idea who these characters are, and that like when we did our Deadpool, I literally picked the people that are like the most famous on the show.
He's gonna win the Deadpool. You watch.
I did my research.
Well, we're a bunch of suckers.
I mean, it's a Liverpool, not a Deadpool.
Sorry, Liverpool.
Anyway. Well, I think we'll get... I don't know. I'm optimistic, because I think this last season... Like, I don't know. It's just weird that everyone was like, oh, last season, it was so condensed, and like, you know, it was just all a bunch of action or whatever. And then, like, people are bitching that this one is all, like, talking and shit. And I'm like...
It's like, yeah. I mean, come
well,
on.
It. I think I understand why people are mad about this season. Well, no, because like you only have like 6 episodes, so you want a lot to happen, right?
Well, I mean, a lot did happen.
Yeah, yeah, but okay, a lot did happen.
How do you know a lot happened
for a person to person? Because it was basically the reunion episode.
Yeah,
but like that's not what that's what I feel like people want is like. I want dragons fighting like White Walkers and people dying. Like I want stuff
to
happen.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like someone who doesn't watch the show. Because if you watch the show, you want these reunions because you're invested in these characters.
Thank you. I don't watch the show.
You should do. You should while you're watching it, keep score, make the box score, and send it to your brother. So he can follow along like he's watching like baseball in the 80s without like a cable or without a satellite dish.
Yeah, I will set
more
your
like baseball in the 40s.
Right.
Sam, I'll set your text messages to the Baseball Tonight theme. So like I'll be sitting there bum ba bum bum. Oh, I got a text from Sam.
Oh, game's over.
Yeah, look at that. We got an update.
Judd Snow went 3 for 4.
All right.
3 for 4 with a Khaleesi choice. Okay.
All right, is there anything else about the episode that we can possibly think about?
We got some nice nudity again.
Oh yeah.
Very briefly, but you know
it happened.
It's good back to being like the writers just being like, hey, you know how we got a bunch of criticism for this over the years? Yeah, we're bringing back tits.
Yeah.
It was very gratuitous. It was totally not necessary.
Boobs are back, baby.
All right. I mean, obviously you guys are excited for episode 2. I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing a battle or something. I don't know.
I'm still in endgame mode, so.
Yeah, that's tough. Like 1 week away, like kind of need that endgame to happen now.
Yeah, once endgame goes, I'll hop on. Like, yeah, Game of Thrones. But
see,
like,
for me, it's like once Endgame's over, it's like, yeah, Godzilla. Like, son of a bitch. Like, I'm going from one thing to the next. And then after Godzilla, yeah, Spider-Man. Yeah, no, I have high hopes for this year. All right, any final thoughts?
Not really. I don't know. Did we even really get much out of the scenes from next week?
Oh,
I don't even think I watched this.
Very vague, yeah.
I didn't watch it, so.
Preview. It's, this week's episode is not a battle, and then the week after is a battle. Mm-hmm. So that's about the preview.
Was the preview, like, for the season to come or for the very next episode?
I mean, it might have been both, but in reality, it was just the next episode. I mean, okay. I think they said, like, most of the scenes in the trailer were from this episode.
Yeah. Because didn't they go down into the crypt, and that was, like, the big like teaser trailer was them in the crypt.
Yeah, I mean they're in the crypt a decent amount, but I feel like I think there. I've heard some theories of like there's something in the crypt. Like they've been in the crypt way too much for it to not be like significant or something like that.
Yeah, Ned Stark's alive.
Maybe
he's the Night
Well,
King.
Here's the thing: there's a lot of Starks buried in Winterfell, and now we've got the guy who's going to raise the dead going there.
Yeah. Slowly.
So who knows what the hell happens.
Yeah. Maybe Ned Stark will come back. Sean Bean returns from the dead for a second time in a show. First time being Frankenstein Chronicles. Can't keep that man dead forever.
Yeah, you can keep killing him.
Yeah, no, he just keeps dying. All right. Well, I guess that's it for us.
Was a short episode.
That was.
Only about... Like 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I can throw out some movie premieres.
Okay, why not?
Okay.
Hurry up.
So, all right, I'm going to premise this.
All right.
We'll just do one. Okay. So there's this great Twitter feed that might not even be there because like they've gotten a lot of like DMCA notices, but it's what's the actual at night opening, and it's essentially just a bunch of like photos from movie premieres in like the 90s and like 2000s and the 80s, and it's just incredible. So all right, here's the movie, 87, and this one's well, okay, Steven Spielberg.
Okay.
Magic Johnson.
Oh boy.
So this is, we're gonna name people who are in who are
these
at
are
the
in
premiere.
These premiere pictures.
Yeah. So 1997, Steven Spielberg, Magic Johnson, and Nia Nub.
97?
Yes.
Oh, is this the re-release for the special edition of Star Wars?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And Admiral Akbar, although those it's not really that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, Nia Nub is in the third one. That's odd.
Why was Magic Johnson there?
Why not?
Oh, he's the magic in Industrial Light and Magic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There we go.
He got in early.
All right. You got another one?
Tom Selleck, Robert Downey Jr. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, what the fuck's your name? Oh, God, she's in L.A. Confidential, too. Okay, no. Who's the love interest in Batman? The original.
Oh, God.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, my Kim God. Basinger.
Yes, Kim Basinger.
And, oh, fuck, I said it was Batman. Never mind.
Oh, okay, it was Batman.
That one wasn't great. That's on me.
Raises the question, why Tom Selleck and Robert Downey Jr. were there.
Yeah.
Oh, Magic Johnson in another movie.
Oh, is it Space Jam?
It was... No, the movie Life?
Life? I don't know. I know the Ryan Reynolds Life. Jake Gyllenhaal.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, you all set, John?
Oh, I can give you another one.
All right, one more. One
okay,
more.
I'm gonna skip one here with the entire cast in it, because that's just not fair.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Okay, 1999, but okay. There's like eight pictures, so I'll give you a bunch here. Dennis Miller,
mm-hmm.
Breckenmeyer, Vince Vaughn, like looking like that. Just like young. Fucking hung over with a hand up, figure, thumbs up. Val Kilmer. Don't know who that is. Robert Wagner, and I don't know who that is. Fuck, it's Austin Powers 2.
What year was that?
1999. Spy Who Shagged Me.
That's the first one.
No, isn't Spy it? Who Shagged Me is the oh, second one.
What year did the first one come
1997.
Out?
1997. Isn't that really? Wild?
I thought like push those back like 2 years each. Wow, that's crazy. All right. Yeah. Well, you can find us on iTunes. Wow, Sam already had the music up.
Yeah.
Look at that. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Podbean, Stitcher, Facebook.com/Knights of Nerditude. Send us a message. Send us a review. Send us a recommendation on what to talk about. Any movies you want us to talk about. Why not? Stay tuned for future weeks about Game of Thrones. That's all we're talking about for the next few weeks. That and Endgame. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, Avengers preview next week.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
Bye.